America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and this is the Faith and Freedom Network. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you along.
And it's wonderful to have each person with us today. Again, that we look forward to your phone calls. The phone number is 488-5299. This is Virginia Free Radio that we're going to talk about the truth today. We're going to talk about what's going on, not just in Virginia, but across the nation, even across the world. The world is in turmoil. If you haven't realized that, we are, and that the only way that we're going to get through this is the only way we're going to get our freedom back is faith in Jesus Christ.
That's true.
That's really what it comes down to. You know, that one thing I just wanted to share with you, there's this this missionary group from Iran, and that I've been in communication with them, and they're coming to the United States now, and it's called Sheeps Among Wolves. And basically, that Iran and Afghanistan are the two leading countries in the world as far as Christian evangelical growth. And the reason is because of the persecution in those countries. And that, you know, I keep hearing there's a purging going on in America, that the real church is becoming the real church. And so as you see people fall away from, you know, you're going to church, but that nobody else is, there's a purging going on right now in America, that what do you call it when you, the weeds being, how do you say that? It's being not shifted, it's
sifted.
There's a sifting going on right now as far as the church. And so I encourage you, listener, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ in a real way, a first century way, a way that says that blessed is are you who are persecuted for Jesus' namesake, that it's coming. It's coming. We're coming to that point where there, you know, the worst thing that I can possibly tell you about America is that we're not going to fall, but that we're fallen. And that the question is whether we're going to get back up. It's not a question of whether it's going to happen. It's happened. And that the next stage is going to be further persecution and further what we've seen over the last 18 months. It's going that direction. And so that's kind of what we're going to be talking a little bit about today. We're going to be talking about that there's a I'm a pastor. That I pastor with Pastor Don over there at Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk, that there is a purging going on in America among the church. There's a sifting and a determining of who's really with Jesus. Who's, you know, the worst thing that could possibly happen to America is going on, but the best thing that could possibly happen to the church is also happening, that there's a real church being formed that's resilient, that the... our friend Tony, he reminded me the other day, is the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. And so, you know, we are going that direction, that it's happening. We're going to be talking a lot about things going across the world, about how there's a testing and a trying that's going on right now. And so that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
Good topics of conversation. If you're listening and you want to join into the conversation, you can call us at 488-5299. 757-488-5299. We'd love to get your take on this and insert yourself into the conversation. 488-5299. Faith and Freedom is being brought to you by Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And Steve is part of that, the president of that organization, the Alliance Legal Group. And we invite you to check them out at debtfreeva.com, www.debtfreeva.com. debtfreeva.com to find out more information on how you can support Alliance Legal Group for their support for helping us out here with Faith and Freedom. So let's jump into the conversation, Steve. What do you have for us going on today?
Well, you know, and jumping in, just backtracking 1 second, that again, the bankruptcy issue that again, that, you know, America has and Virginia has taken a lot of the temporary front end pain of anything even remotely caused by this pandemic. You know, they've stopped the foreclosures, they've stopped the evictions, and that even though when they finally, after a year and a half of the CDC saying you can't evict, and the Supreme Court saying no, you can't, yes, you can. That's taking under the Constitution. Then Virginia is getting ready to pass this this new law that says that no, you can't, and that the way that they're saying that is that in order for a landlord to kick somebody out, they've got to go through this arduous process of going through the state so that they take the onus off of the tenant to pay their rent and then go to the state to get the rent relief. They're saying before you can kick them out, the landlord has to go to ask for relief to pay for the tenant's non-payment of the rent. So it's, and there is a global economic crisis that we're seeing in every country, including the United States, that theoretically that there's going to be this, you know, they just keep printing money. You know, 1.3 million here, 3 point something trillion there, 5.3 trillion getting ready to happen for, you know, we as a nation, typically before this pandemic thing, you know, would do like 4 trillion a year. We're doing like 10 trillion per year when we're going broke already. There is a planned collapse of the American economy as well as the world economy. So get ready. That's just a backdrop. Again, that if you need to file bankruptcy, we'd love to help you hold off the creditors and get rid of your bills, that we do as many or more than just about anybody else in town. So give us a call, that we'd love to have you on our chat box and then a free consultation with the attorney. But let's jump in and really talk about what this purging sort of thing going on in this world. And so I think we'll look at it from maybe a telescopic working our way back. Because a lot of people don't really know what's going on. You have this fake media that doesn't publicize mm-hmm. what's going on. 2 weeks ago, we said, listen, a lockdown's coming. And people are saying, a lockdown? You really think so? I don't think so. Everything's pretty good.
Yeah.
And we're saying, remember that?
I mean, even talking to my daughter, oh, everything's over with. It's all done. It's all over with.
And they're liars. You know, that what all communism is big government. It's just the very definition of communism is more and more government. And they use fear in order so that they can get power, which they never give away. Look back at 9/11, that you're still going through that. We talked about that. You're still going through the metal detectors and all that kind of stuff because they're trying to keep you safe. In the beginning of this, just that they're telling lies, that they say, oh, no, this thing came from a wet market. No possible way. Everybody from WHO to UN to everybody, wet market. And they say, oh, well, you know, it might not have come from a wet market. Fauci, oh, yeah, never did anything as far as these, not enhanced, what do you call it? I can't even say the word, but when you make the virus deadly, you know, when you put the spike protein onto the, it's increased performance. It's not increased performance. You guys know what it is. If you're out there, call in because I can't say the word. But
somebody might be 4885.
Well, no, it's a common word that gain of function. Fauci says, you know, that's the whole thing with Rand Paul. We didn't do no gain of function. Mr. Paul, that we didn't do it, and then just email after email after email saying, yes, you did. They lie because that they get power that way, that they never give the power back up. Just like this whole thing, that 2 weeks to level the, you know, what was that about?
Flatten the curve.
You know, that was the biggest lie that they've, you know, Pence is up there saying 2 weeks to flatten the curve. They had no intention for that. They had zero intention for that. They had all the models. They knew what was going to go on. They say, get the vaccine and you can take off your mask. wrong. You know, we didn't really mean that, or we just kind of quote unquote flip flopped a little bit because, you know, so a year and a half ago, if somebody said, well, there'd be a lockdown of the world before the first COVID-19, they'd say that's impossible. Well, you know, that now that they would say, you know, military lockdowns of nations. Oh, no, that's a little bit draconian. That's a little bit authoritarian. I don't think that of Western nations. Oh, of course not. Well, this week, Australia military joins the COVID-19 lockdown enforcement in Sydney. You're not going to hear about that. But the military is out there enforcing grandma to not go out of the house to go get food because that's what they want to do. They've had a total of, I think it's less than 1,000 people die of something, whether it be the flu or COVID-19, since this whole thing has started. 924 since the pandemic began. And only 34,000 in quote-unquote infections, of which they don't even know what they're – I mean, there's no flu season. There's no nothing, but there's 34,000 infections, so they got to be COVID-19. But they got the Australian military joining the COVID lockdown, and about 300 troops have been sent to Australia, to Sydney, to help with the police to home quarantine and set up roadblocks. They will help the police on a door-to-door search. A door-to-door search to check if people who have contracted COVID are in fact isolating.
Ah, they're checking up on you.
This is a Western nation. This is a Western nation. And so, but you don't hear about it on you know, your main, of course, I don't listen to mainstream media, but that you won't hear about that. Let's take that across the world, especially in Europe, that there's nations revolting or attempting to revolt against these lockdowns. We've got Tony on the phone from Phoenix. Tony, turn your radio down.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. You're hitting a lot of good subjects.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's crazy. It's we're here. You know that it's not a question of whether again there is going to be an authoritarian takedown of America. We are in fact in the midst of it. So, what do you have for us today? What's on your mind?
Well, the biggest thing you're covering right now is what they're doing, and along with that, we have to be very conscious of what we don't realize or see they're doing. We have to be very diligent to keep our eyes open. I was reading reports today of in the Congo right now. There's massive child labor violations happening because big business is supporting them with child labor to mine cobalt.
Oh, yeah, that's going, Google. Our friends at Google are getting the kids to you know, work as slave labor so they can get some cheap cobalt so that they can, you know, use it for batteries or something. That's what I read.
Yeah. Well, what I noticed a long time ago, and I noticed during the Clinton administration, was whenever something would happen bad in the government, whenever he's been accused, he would go out and bomb something. He would go out and do something right away. He would get our mind off of what he's doing onto something else so he wasn't being looked at so hard. And I believe that's what's happening a lot in our government right now. They're trying to figure out a way to get our minds off of what they're doing. And the lockdowns and all these things are deviations to try and get us not to know what's going on. Because if we're locked down, we can't see what's going on. You won't see funerals or no funerals. You won't see bodies or no bodies. You're locked down in your house. You won't know what's going on.
Well, we've got a very, you know, we have an America that basically is very, I don't want to say complicit, but very willing to believe what the government says. And that that used to be a good thing that, you know, that certainly from a biblical standpoint that Romans 13 says, you know, do what the government tells you to do effectively. Mm-hmm. And so that we've done that and that that as a nation that we've certainly paid for that. And so, you know, we believe them when they say stay in your home, don't go out to, like you said, funerals, don't go to the store, close your business down. What did you say, Colleen?
Don't go to church.
You know, whatever the government told us to do that we did. Then they're saying, well, but then you got to wear a mask, and that if you don't wear a mask, then you're going to be penalized. We had a mask penalty in Virginia. It was a misdemeanor, up to 1 year in jail. Now that they're saying mandating vaccines, you and I were talking about this not too long ago, as far as the Nuremberg Treaty, I believe it is. There's like 10 points. That mandates for experimental treatments. This is a treaty. Correct me if I'm wrong. United States, Germany. I think it was probably the UN. I mean, they were probably around at the point that they did the Nuremberg Treaty. But that it was a treaty where basically that you had to have certain things, or it'd be illegal on an international basis for these experimental treatments to happen. Now, clearly, the COVID vaccine is an experimental treatment. The very first thing that had to be done before a government could mandate that you took this experimental vaccine was that they had to give you informed consent, basic informed consent. And that informed consent is not difficult. It's just, what are the effects of the drug? What are the alternatives to the drug? What are the benefits of the drug? And they can't tell you that. They can't tell you that because it hasn't been tested. It doesn't, we don't know. The big question is whether they do know, and I have a feeling they probably do know.
The number one thing under the Nuremberg Treaty, the number one premise, the very first premise it starts out with is voluntary consent.
That's informed consent. Absolutely.
Yeah. Number two is the experiment must and should bear fruitful results.
Absolutely.
It also says in here, if it's known that the treatment causes danger, it must be stopped.
Yeah, and we have that report coming from the frontline doctors. 45,000 dead. Of course, they're only saying about 11,000 to 15,000 dead. But that, when you had the swine flu, I mean, when you have like 45 people dead, that's the end of the the experiment. This is Nuremberg 2. This is a serious, serious thing that they're mandating. And people don't like it. We just talked about Australia. There's reasons that they're having to bring the military in because people don't like it. They don't like to be locked down. They don't like to be mandatory vaccine. Article here, the Gestapo is back in Berlin. 600 arrests, one dead, women and children beaten in the street of Berlin, and an anti-lockdown protest. And when you see these videos, this was on the Gateway Pundit, while 100,000 Frenchmen protested against Macron's vaccine passports on Sunday in Paris, German police violently shut down a protest in Berlin. Even the UN is investigating, which is a surprise. But that the far-left Berlin government has banned the anti-lockdown protest in Berlin. Doesn't these guys look like Gestapo? I mean, there was old ladies on the street that they were just beaten down and, I mean, punching, and it was really terrible. I mean, you don't see these on our evening news because they don't want you to show that people are really getting upset about this.
Yeah, that's right. The illusion has to be compliance. See, they realize there's much more of us than there is of them. So if any point in time we the people become so frustrated, that's the one thing the Declaration of Independence states. If at any time any form of government becomes so oppressive that it innately destroys the rights of the people, we have the right to stop it, dissolve it, and reform our own government again. That's the one thing that people don't understand. It's like we suddenly have forgotten what everyone fought and died for.
Across Europe, we're seeing protests, and the reason is because people are fed up with this. And, it's going to spread to the United States. They know that it's going to spread to the United States. Guess what? We haven't gone. In fact, I think that Biden walked back a little bit as far as lockdowns are coming last week. Mm-hmm. But here's just a few things going on. Of course, we know that California, New York, we spoke about them last week, have already put requirements on folks. And so that here's New York to mandate proof of vaccination to enter indoor businesses. So New York City is going to mandate proof of vaccination for people to enter certain businesses. The businesses being targeted will include restaurants, entertainment venues and gyms. And de Blasio, Mayor de Blasio, is prepared to announce what is essentially a citywide vaccine passport today, according to the New York Post. The Post reports the initiative to be dubbed Key, just like a passport, Key to New York City Pass, marks a significant escalation of the city's effort to come against the COVID and the Delta variant. And that the program, this is what the New York Post says. The program is modeled after the vaccine passport programs rolled out in France and other European countries, the ones that are being protested, you know, the ones that have 100,000 Frenchmen. Some people said a million protesting in France. And so in order to go out to eat, the New York Post says, that people in the city were required to show either the state Excelsior Pass, the city's new vaccine pass, or the CDC paper vaccine card. So it's already here. You know, a year ago, Tony, they said no vaccine passports in America. You're not going to see that. Mm-hmm. It's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always tell us it's okay. We have your best interest in mind while they contemplate how to get their agenda anyway. That's all they're doing. They're telling us what we want to hear. We're safe. You ain't got to do it. You're okay. And all of a sudden, guess what? You've let them take one more bit of liberty from you. And I think right now the world's crying at America. You see people holding up American flags everywhere saying, where are you? Where is America standing up with this thing saying this is unjust? Where is the person, the country that's always stood up and said, we won't let this happen? We buckled under.
Hold on for that thought for 1 second. We got to pay some bills. Colleen?
You're listening to the Faith and Freedom broadcast. Again, join in the conversation at 488-5299, 488-5299. The program is being brought to you by Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. For more information, you can visit debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. You can go online there, chat with them. They'll give you a free consultation for your needs, particularly around bankruptcy and those kind of things. But if you'd like to talk to them about other legal needs as well, they'd be happy to answer your questions. So again, we're glad to have Alliance Legal Group as the sponsor of Faith and Freedom.
So we got about 8 minutes here. So let me just share some more about what's going on in New York. So you know, it's the same thing that's going on in New York listen, again, we talked about it in the beginning of the show. The best definition for communism is big government. It's always, you know, that the end of socialism, the end of socialism is communism. And so, you know, all these kids that are getting out of high school that have been thinking socialism is so great, that they just weren't taught in school what the end of what they're believing is good is going to be. And that's not just big government, but communism. And very, very, very soon, and it's happening right now, that the unvaccinated, they're going to create two classes of citizens. You're going to have the vaccinated citizens and the unvaccinated citizens. And there's going to be a discrimination that if you're unvaccinated, there's going to be some serious issues. You know, just like there's going to come a day when we have this, and people say, well, you're just kind of overamping, aren't you, Steve? You know, the mark of the beast, there's going to be those that have the mark and those that don't have the mark. But that, again, that if you're in New York now and you're unvaccinated, that they say, well, you know, you will be able to eat outdoors only. You're not going to eat indoors anymore, you know. This is what de Blasio says. He says, we've got to shake people up at this point and say, come on now, we tried voluntarily. We could not have been more kind and compassionate. Free testing everywhere you turn, incentives, friendly, warm embrace. It says the voluntary phase is over. And it's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people. Do we have a speaker on the line?
He's not on the line, but he said he wanted to drop a comment. Thomas from Chesapeake said he thinks his comment was that God might be allowing some of this to happen.
Absolutely.
Because it's opening up our eyes to the immorality of what's being taught. He says, you know, more people are homeschooling their children. Mm-hmm. And as you're doing that, parents are getting to see what their children have been taught. Through the school system. So he just wanted to say that you know, it's opening up people's eyes to, you know, what's been taught and what their children are
and that's
hearing.
Thomas. Thomas, I appreciate that comment. And, you know, that's the best thing that you can do when you see something bad happening is, even though it's a bad thing and the devil is certainly at work, take a look at what God's doing with his devil. And so, like we said at the very beginning, there's a purging, there's a refining, there's a remnant that's being developed through this purging. You know, we talked about the sheep's amongst wolves. You know, that one of the things that the best thing that's happening in Afghanistan is there's this tremendous evangelical occurrence that's happening, the second largest in the entire world. People are coming to know Jesus. Because that they need Jesus, that they want Jesus, that they're willing to give their lives for Jesus. And that's what's going to happen to America. So, Thomas, you're absolutely right, that the devil is only doing what God's allowing him to do. No question about that. And if it means bringing America to its knees, God is willing to do that to bring out a remnant. So you're absolutely right with that. We got a lot of noise in that background, Tony.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. Give us one last thought before we start trying to land this plane.
Well, I would just say pay attention, and I would say people of America and people who have listened to this program, it's time to stand up and be heard. It's not time to sit back and say, I wonder what's going to happen next. It's time to stand up and be part of the solution, not be a victim of the problem.
Absolutely, and it's time to get real about your faith. If you're a Christian, you need to start recognizing that you may be called to lose everything for the gospel of Christ. That means your business. That means, you know, that I'm just, you know, the stories are heart-wrenching that you hear in Iran, that families will get together and they'll say, you know, the husband will talk to the wife and he'll say, you know, if they come in here and that they you want to have the way with you, that we need to talk about that. And then they discuss it and they say, well, you know, for Jesus, we'll do anything. And so they allow people to come in and brutalize their family members, and that they do it for Jesus. And so, you know, when these things come upon it, you know, the craziest thing that you could possibly compare is the fear and the sacrifice that we say that we go through as far as this dumb COVID thing. People in Afghanistan and Iran, we're not wearing no masks. This is not a big deal. This is nothing. We're talking about dying tomorrow. So, you know, that what we give up for our freedoms, for the amount of fear that we have, is so ridiculous. And so that we need to start recognizing that our faith is the most important thing. We need to start looking at eternity as we go through these problems, not just tomorrow. Two last quick stories. What do we have, 2 minutes maybe? We've got 2 minutes. Just two quick stories. So Biden's COVID response coordinator. So this is Jeffrey Zients on Monday said, it's time to impose requirements to get more people vaccinated. He says incentives are good, but in addition to incentives, it's time. He said this. He says it's time to drop the iron fist. And he did not say this, but these guys are saying that he said this, but I'm sure he didn't say it. He says, last week, the president called on states and local governments to use funding they have received, including from the American Rescue Plan, to give $100 to anyone who gets fully vaccinated. He says, if financial incentives like these help us get more armed sharps, we should use them. But then he added, but in addition to the incentives, it's time to impose some requirements based on the realities of different risk unvaccinated again, individuals posed versus those who have been vaccinated. But he doesn't mention that 74% of the people in the Cape Cod test were all vaccinated, and the unvaccinated people had a lot smaller percentage. So this whole narrative is crazy. 1 minute, and so the last thing, and this is just to remind you where we're living. The fourth D.C. Metro police officer who responded to the January 6th Capitol protests dies by, guess what? Suicide.
He took his own life. Yeah.
Of course he did. Of course he did. You know, just like the other four did as well. You know, and so there's something going on here that it's tragic, tragic news. We don't know how he died, that they say he died by suicide. But, you know, it's just so strange that all the people that were first responders all of a sudden are gone. You know, and so what do they know? We'll never know, I guess. Maybe not. Maybe we will. So, folks, things are getting real, and things are getting real bad, but also real good. There's a the Jesus is working in our midst, and it's time to get real with the Lord. So we love you. We ask you to keep us in prayer at Faith and Freedom Network, and we'll keep you in prayer as we go through this together. And so God bless you, and we'll see you next Thursday at 12:30. Take care.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.